Today, the HSE reached out and we had some meaningful discussions this morning. Now, we made enough progress to put a pause on the action that was due to take place tomorrow, and we're meeting again for intense talks in the morning. So hopefully we'll be able to. At the moment, all our dates for action are still live, but we'll know a little bit more now tomorrow whether we can change the status on that at the moment. But there was significant progress, which we welcome today, in relation to the Donegal area. And we still have serious concerns in respect of the Cork and Kerry area. There's been little to no engagement at all. So that's a concern. But look, we're moving in the right direction, and we were happy enough to be able to pause the action for tomorrow on the basis that hopefully we're moving forward and maybe we will have resolution tomorrow.
And I suppose in the event where the engagement with Cork and Kerry still remains low, will that action still affect the likes of Donegal? Is it, all or nothing sort of situation?
No, well, it's an unusual one at the moment there, because if things go according to plan tomorrow, it will resolve the outstanding issues for Donegal. So the action in Cork and Kerry won't have any impact on that.
Okay, and I suppose just finally, can you just reiterate what it is that the talks are centred around, and I suppose the whole reason behind the proposed action in the first place?
Yeah, well, look, specific to the Donegal members, I suppose, be the of most interest to your listeners, was the outstanding payment for overtime work going back to 2018, so 8 years, and the concerns we have in relation to the outsourcing of work to other providers outside the HSE. So they're the two main points that were in contention in respect of the Donegal area. And as I say, significant progress has been made there. So we're certainly moving in the right direction.